Steel, manufacturer of cordless garden tools, proudly sponsors the Skinny Jean Gardener.
Welcome back to the Skinny Jean Garden Show. I thought I hadn't done a lot of singing for a while, so I thought I'd put it on the show. Yeah. Hope you like the show. More after this. More singing. Actually, more singing than me talking. After this, enjoy the Skinny Jean Garden Show. Oh!
Hit it. Welcome to the Skinny Jean Gardener Podcast. It's the Skinny Jean Gardener. It's the Skinny Jean Gardener. It's the Skinny Jean Gardener Podcast. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener, it's a Skinny Jean Gardener, it's a Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener, it's a Skinny Jean Gardener, it's a Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener, it's a Skinny Jean Gardener, it's a Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. Talking about gardening, talking about people, and talking about what you should do. Talking about life, talking about soil and having a laugh too. It's the Skinny Jean Gardener. It's the Skinny Jean Gardener. It's the Skinny Jean
Gardener. Hello and welcome to the Skinny Jean Gardener Show. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you very much to Steel for sponsoring the podcast. And obviously, thank you very much for you for listening. I mean, I've said that already, didn't I? But I am very thankful for you guys for listening. If not, it would just be me talking to myself. And apparently that is not healthy. My wife has said, Lee, get out more. Stop singing to yourself. Stop talking to yourself on the podcast too much. I'm not talking to myself on the podcast. You are talking to yourself a little bit too much on the podcast. I'm not doing it. You are. Don't matter. Because today we've got in the top 100 UK sustainability social media influencers at number 42, Sarah Redd. Is coming on to the podcast. I'm so excited to have her on the podcast. I saw her the other day and I said, do you mind just quickly having a quick chat? And she was like, sure, why not? What are we going to talk about? I said, I don't really know. Let's just see where it goes. We actually properly met each other. So as all these things start out, it's always through the old Twitter or social media, the world of social media, bringing gardeners together. We saw each other in Dublin when I was over there when was it? Oh, last year. I was over there for Bloom. And I went to see her at Bloom Fringe. She was helping out. We had a little chit-chat, garden chat together. We didn't actually record it on the podcast. But we chatted about garden. Got on pretty well, I think. And then I see her now and again. Here, there, everywhere. It was really good to see her the other week. We sat down with a good old chat about community gardening. And saw where the conversation took us. Here is that chat. So I shall see ya on the other side.
Chit-chat, chit-chat, garden chat. This is the place where we do some chat. Chit-chat, chit-chat, garden chat. This is the place where we do some chat. Chit-chat.
Actually, it's pretty handy that I've got you on the podcast because I saw you tweeted about some great podcasts and I wasn't on it.
Oh, sorry.
I was on that list.
Sorry. Well, I was just sucking up to Donegan because I love him. You know, that's
look,
all it is.
He didn't turn up.
I know. It's really disappointing. So, sorry. I won't mention him again.
Yeah, no, don't worry. He's gone now. He's old now, isn't he? So it's like, I'll leave it him.
No, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I don't care.
So, what would you like to talk about? Because obviously...
I don't know. What would you like to talk about? What's good for you, Lee?
Well, whatever you're up to in community gardens and stuff.
Okay, so do you want to hear some exciting news?
Is it, like, exclusive?
It's probably the first time I've said it in front of a microphone.
Yes, right, I'll take it.
So there's a great city farm in Bristol called Hartcliffe City Farm.
Right.
And it's in an area that's quite deprived, and it's right on the edge of the city, and lots of people don't even know it's there. And we are going to start looking after their gardens. And at the same time as looking after their gardens, we are also going to be setting up a school where people can come along and learn about how to garden in their back gardens.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's quite exciting, to say the least. Yeah. So bizarrely, there isn't anywhere in Bristol to go and learn that kind of stuff.
Right.
There's RHS stuff, there's lots of community stuff, but there's nothing about, oh, well, what if I want to grow a tomato in my back garden? So that's what we're going to do.
It's like totally starting from scratch.
Totally starting from scratch.
I think that's sometimes needed, because sometimes I've thought about going on courses, and it's been, well, not now, because I'm a true professional, as you well know.
Yes, of course.
But they sort of assume that you need to know stuff.
Yeah, there's that automatic assumption that you already know something.
Yeah.
And actually, we're saying to people, you don't have to know anything. In fact, if you do know something, probably go over there and do that instead. Yeah.
Get out.
So, yeah, be gone. So that's really exciting.
Oh, cool.
And it also is going to give us somewhere where we can grow lots more stuff and possibly set up some sort of a fresh cut flower field, which will pay into our sort of sustainability model. So we'll be selling those flowers for money,
right,
so that we can then use that money to help the communities.
This is, probably you've covered this all the time, this whole community gardens thing, but how does it all sort of work? Like, how does everyone come together, and who's the boss?
So there isn't a boss. There's nobody is the boss. So what do? We support people to garden. That's effectively what we do. We support people who come. Somebody comes and whispers something in my ear. They go, "We've got this. We've seen this piece of land. We've got this idea. We want to do this, but we don't know what to do next." And quite often, what happens with those groups is they kind of start to wheedle their way through the system, and then something happens and there's a barrier and they stop and it fails.
Yeah.
So we effectively knock those barriers down for them, just because we know which way to go, and because I am a nosy cow and know exactly who to talk to. So that's the bottom line. And we offer support, whatever support they need. So generally people would like horticultural support, so we can obviously offer that. But we do media support, we help them to set up Facebook pages, we do social media for them, we bring in our kind of core group of volunteers to sort of kickstart things,
right,
and get them moving. So that's basically what we do. But what it isn't is it's not our garden, it's that community's garden. So at some point when they're set up and sorted and everything's fine, we gently move away. And that's not to say that we're not there anymore for them, because we are, but we're not there at every session that they run anymore. And
no,
that means we can go on and do the next one.
Oh, that's well cool. Is it just in Bristol? Because I see it somewhere else.
There are 100 incredible edible groups across the country. Began in West Yorkshire in 2008. Every town, every community does it differently. The basic idea is that you are spinning kind of three plates. So it's learning, community, and business.
Yeah.
So you're supporting local business, you're helping people learn lost skills, and you're supporting communities to become more empowered, basically.
Right. Okay.
That's it. That's all we do.
Is that as simple as that?
Oh, if only it was. Yeah, it's really easy. No, it's hard work. Working with people can be really challenging.
Oh no, I know. That's why I decided to work on my own a lot now.
Yeah, yeah. There's a reason that we work with plants.
That's why I got rid of the other skiing garden.
Yeah. Always by yourself. No, but you know, it's challenging, but it's great because you see people flourish.
We're still doing the chit-chat, chit-chat. We're still doing the chit-chat, chat-chat. We're still doing the chit-chat, chit-chat. We're still doing the chit-chat after this.
Yo, what's going on, podcast fans? I hope you're enjoying this interview with Sarah. It's going on. I love chatting. She's so nice all the time. But anyway, enough about her. She's coming back in a minute. I want to talk to you guys. We've had the birthday. We've got that out of the way. We've got the show out of the way. That's coming back again in May. And we've got some special one-offs coming up for BBC Gardeners World Live. You'll be able to check them out for that show. I'll tell you more closer to the time. But we ain't spoken about the festival for ages, have we? The festival is coming up in August. I cannot believe how quick that's coming up. I'm very excited about it. If you want to get involved in the festival, we've got a whole load of stuff going on. Some great acts, some great talent coming onto the stage in Colchester in what we're classing the world's smallest garden festival. But we're packing it with absolute awesomeness. So if you want to find out more, head over to the website for that, where you can find out all about the festival and get involved. It's a free festival. It's a family festival. Got loads of activities going on, so go check the website out now, and I can't wait to see you in August. Anyway, enjoy the rest of this podcast. See you on the other side.
Here's a bit more chit chat for you. Here's a bit more chit chat for you.
But I do more kind of horticultural consultancy as my own thing.
Yeah.
So I go and tell people what they're doing wrong in their gardens, basically, in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I've got a problem with this, and I go and say, well, it's because you've done that and that, and you should do this and this instead. So, yeah, that's kind of what I do.
These are just, like, questions that as a job, I only that's know fine. You through, like, Twitter.
Yes,
that, really.
Where I'm just all very loud and getting shouty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just, like, I just think, oh. I wonder what backstory is.
Like,
how did
so I've been
it?
In. So I got into it when I was 3, growing sweet peas. But I worked in nurseries for years and years and years and years.
Oh,
and years.
Okay.
So yeah, that's kind of how I got into it, and I loved that, and I miss that, but I don't miss the world of horticulture because it's a bit male and can be quite bullying, and I wanted to get away from that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm male, so I don't know what you're saying, really.
Well, it's 'cause I'm not saying anything.
I'm with your sister.
Yes! But yeah, so I left the nursery world about 5 years ago, I suppose.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, obviously
no, it
better,
is
a lot
cool.
better now.
It's amazing. I mean, if you'd have said to me 5 years ago, this is where you'll be now, I'd have got to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I landed in the right place at the right time, met the right people, I think, and you know, it's given me this amazing opportunity.
How do you feel about, like, the garden and world as a whole? Because I always have, like, quite strong views that it needs to change.
There is a real need for it to become more inclusive.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it appearing to be a middle class thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm tired of it appearing to be something that you need money to do. Yeah, I think it's really scary when you go and talk to teachers. So we did a whole massive piece of work a couple of years ago with schools. And it was like, you know, why aren't you doing any teaching of gardening in schools? Come on, what's the real reason behind it? And the bottom line was that we're probably 3 generations away, generally, from people who actually know which way up to plant a seed.
Yeah, you're right.
And I just think that that's really scary because moving into the future, we're going to need farmers.
Yeah.
And we're going to need people to grow stuff, and we're not going to have it. It's not like, you know, go to a school open careers day and find me the horticulture stand. It's not there.
No.
And I just think it's sad because I also see, so we've been doing some work with this lad. He's adorable. At the city farm. 10 years old, has been told that he is a low achiever. So he said to me, I've got to go in the army. And I was like, well, okay, is that what you want to do? And he was like, no, not really, but I'm a low achiever. I mean, a 10-year-old saying to you, I'm a low achiever, that just makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but anyway, so we carried on and he was doing bits and pieces. And then suddenly he kind of looked at me and he went, can I get a job doing this? And I was like, what do you think a farmer is? He was like, right, I'm not going in the army anymore, I'm going to be a farmer. But how many more of him are there? You know, we're not all book learners.
No one even mentions gardening as a... Well, I mean, I didn't get into it like until like 6 years ago.
No.
I'm almost 30 now, but when I was at school, no one even talked about it, or the closest I got to garden at school was pond dipping in an old pond that was full of, well, there was no frogs in it, that's for sure.
No, but it's ridiculous, and it's just sad. And we know that our horticulture industry is struggling to get skilled staff, and yet somehow that's not getting through to schools.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that frustrates me is that you go and visit schools and they go, oh, we've got this garden. And you go, okay, so who accesses the garden? And it's always the naughty kids.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but actually think about the messaging that gives. It says, oh, gardening's for stupid naughty kids.
Yeah, yeah, get them out of the way.
Come on, let's try a bit harder.
Yeah, I think I had my friend who's a teacher, and he works at a primary school that I used to go to, the one with the ponds.
Right.
And the main issue they've got is that they don't got the time or the resources to do it. So they want to do more gardening,
but they've not got
the information. They don't know nothing about gardening. And two, they're not given the time. It's all about the tests and the next exam and stuff like that.
And so there's it's just got to be kind of something. You know, we get asked all the time, can you come and set up a gardening group after school?
Yeah.
And it's and actually our response to that is, well, no, not really, because you just end up being childminders.
Yeah.
And I'm not
into
that. But
also, if that does happen, there's only one teacher that runs that thing.
Yes.
And
yeah.
If they
and
don't
if
do
that
anything,
no, exactly. If that teacher suddenly goes, it all stops, and that's just really sad.
Yeah, I feel so.
Oh, it drives me crazy. It really does.
I don't want to get you angry.
No. It's fine. You've got to do a lot more to that than that to get me angry.
Let's try.
Yeah, don't press those buttons. But yeah, it's sad and it needs changing. And I think we can change it, and I'm not giving up on it. I will bang on about it until I'm in my grave.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just really important. And you know that whole thing where people go, oh, no young people are gardening. Well, my 25-year-old daughter is a horticulturalist, so that's rubbish.
Yeah. There's loads of good young gardeners about now. Like, I don't know why, and I hate people saying, oh, we need to make gardening cool.
No, gardening's not cool. That's the bottom line.
It is cool, but it doesn't need to be made cool.
But it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be turned into some sort of Instagram perfect world. It is what it is. It involves mud and getting dirty, and you know all of that stuff. And that's fine because it's really good for you.
Yeah. What is next for you? What's the year hold?
Well, quite a lot of time working out what this gardening school thing looks like. Our main kind of focus is growing pulses this year. So we've got a British Dahl Festival going on in Bristol.
Oh, yeah.
So we're growing pulses and lentils and stuff like that. So that's quite interesting. So there'll be a whole lot about that.
It's different.
It is different. and then just kind of deciding what I'm going to do with my blog as well, because I've been a bit tardy on that and I need to sort it out and get it moving a bit.
Get on with it, yeah.
Yeah, just get on with it, Sarah. Yeah.
Stop sitting around and just get on with it.
Yeah, if you could, that would be great.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast.
You're very welcome.
And now you can make sure you write me in your Twitter tweets.
All right, I will.
Because it hurts.
All right, really okay. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's the end of this week's chit chat. Hope you enjoyed this week's chit chat. There's more chit chat next week. Hope it's as good as this week's. Chit chat, 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 chit chat.
Thank you so much, Sarah, being on the actual podcast. Finally, further on another podcast. If you want to find out more of the backstory of her, then check out another. I'm not going to mention his name, but he's Irish. He ain't a bad looking fella. I have got to say that. I'm staying at his next week. So, you know, I've sort of got to say it anyway. But you know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to mention his name. But you know who we're talking about. Go find out more about her background on that podcast if you wish. We've got a bit of crossover here. Although he ain't mentioned me for ages, all right? So what? I'm not going to mention his name, Peter Donegan. Tweet him now and say, oi, Donegan, Connolly keeps talking about you. Not one single shout out. Not a single, I mean, shout out is not even, I did go to school. Shout out is not a word. Shout out, that is a word. But it's his fault that I speak like this now. Anyway, we're going off on a right tangent now, aren't we? Right tangent. He might be on the podcast in a few weeks' time. Let's see what goes on when I head over to his in a week's time now. Very excited to head over to Dublin for that. Not just to see him, obviously, but it'd be rude not to, wouldn't it? Always good to have people on the show that are really always friendly, always there to help you out. The gardening world is full of people that are awesome. She's in that section. There's awesome people, there's not so nice people, and then there's Donegan. I'm laying it on thick with him this week, aren't I? Let's leave him alone. Let's leave him for another bonus podcast. Then we'll proper lay into him. So thank you so much for being on the podcast. It's awesome to have such nice people, such good hearts in the gardening world. And if you want to find out more about the Bristol Bear Pit, head over to her Twitter, head over to her blog as well, where I'm sure she'll talk about that a lot more. It's really interesting what's going on there, and there are a lot of good things hopefully coming from that, which I will keep a close eye on, and maybe we'll talk about it sometime in a bonus podcast. Anyway, have a fantastic weekend. Hopefully, we're going to get a little bit of good weather. I can't wait to get out there, get my hands a little bit dirty, and get amongst it. It's been too long, everyone, isn't it? Too long. Much love to you all. I really do mean that. You are all awesome. Thank you for sticking with the Skinny Jean Gun. There's so many out there. You could have picked anyone. You've picked me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's make this year awesome. We're on our second year of podcasting. Big up the second year. It can only get better. Can only get. Less songs, probably, will be the next email. Much love. See you later.
Good.
Bye. Yep. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener. It's a Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. Talking about gardening, talking about people, talking about what you should do. Talking about life, talking about soil and having a laugh too. It's the Skinny Jean Gardener, it's the Skinny Jean Gardener, it's the Skinny Jean Gardener.
Find out where you can buy steel cordless garden tools at steelapprovedealer.co.uk.